Hi, everyone. Well, welcome to another story. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks to everybody who has sent in feedback. It's really because of you guys that I do this, so here's to you. This story is another one not exactly written by me. It was written by a girl called Susanna and sent to me, and she asked if I would tell it, but from the male perspective, from my perspective, I guess. So I am going to try and do that, and I hope it comes out okay and I don't completely butcher the story. So I hope you all enjoy. And Susanna, I hope you enjoy as well. Well, it's a beautiful day, and I'm walking through the cafeteria at the university where I study. And I notice you sitting at a table all alone. I've seen you around the uni before, but I've never spoken to you, and I never really knew much about you. Just know the face is familiar is all. Of course, anyone can tell, just with a glance. You are certainly something else again when it comes to looks. So, deciding that it's better to take a chance and wonder what might have been, I take my lunch and walk up to your table and give what I hope is a charming smile, and ask if there's anybody sitting there, or if you would mind if I sat down. And you smile back, somewhat shyly, I think, and tell me that it's completely free. So I sit down and take out my lunch, and we strike up a conversation. We make small talk for a little while, and then I think I notice you kind of staring kind of blankly into space, and I ask if you are studying anything at the uni here, and there is no response for a moment, and suddenly you seem to snap back to reality and blush slightly and say, excuse me, what did you say? I kind of grin, because I figured you must have spaced out somehow or been miles away in your mind. And I said, "Oh, are you studying here?" And you smile and say, "No, I'm a teacher in the South Block. I teach music, mostly piano." And I smile and say, "Oh, well, that's very nice," and I try not to let it show, but secretly I'm a little disappointed, I guess, because you are so, so beautiful. I was faint hope, though it was, hoping maybe to get to know you a bit better, but now that I realize you're a lecturer and I'm just a student, I see that obviously nothing's going to happen. What possible interest could a student such as myself have for you? But nonetheless, I decide to keep talking to you, and we chat for a while, and you look at your watch and realize you have a class to go to, a piano class, and I figure, what the hell, and look at you with what I hope is my best disarming smile, and say, maybe you could give me some private lessons sometimes. And immediately I'm sure I'm blushing having said that. I don't really know where that came from or what made me come up with such an incredibly lame line, but I've said it now, so there's no taking that back. And you just smile at me and almost inaudibly whisper, maybe, and slowly turn, walk off. Now, I'm kind of a little shocked, because I can't be sure. Did I hear you correctly? Did you say maybe? Or is that just my imagination working overtime? I'm not really sure how to proceed, but I do know I have a class soon, so I need to be off to that now. But I get the suspicion I'm going to find it kind of hard to concentrate. Well, it turns out I was right about finding it hard to concentrate all through my lectures. I couldn't get you out of my head, and I had the argument with myself 1,000 times. Did she really say she might see me around? And then, well, oh, of course, she probably did, but it's just a friendly expression, right? But then there was the look on your face when you said it. It was not what I would describe as just a friendly gesture. Well, my lectures are finally over for the afternoon. It's getting quite late in the afternoon, and I have no idea if you're even still at uni, so I decide on a whim and to take an utter chance. I go for a stroll down to the South Block. I've never actually been down here. I'm studying engineering, so I don't really have a lot of call to go to the music faculty, but it's not too difficult to find. And once I'm there, I don't even really know where I'm likely to find you. So I just start to stroll down the first corridor I come to. It's quite long and basically deserted. There's a couple of people in various offices I walk past, but for the most part, I'm alone, and the afternoon sun is streaming through the western windows, shedding a really beautiful glow across the hallway. It's kind of strange that something as dark and dingy as a university hallway could kind of seem to glow like that in the late afternoon. And then maybe it's just my frame of mind, I don't know. But that aside, I start to hear piano music coming from around the bend at the end of the corridor. Well, this is my first break all afternoon, so I decide to follow it. And as I do, I notice that at the very end of the hallway, the music is drifting out of an open door. I feel my heart jump a little bit. It's almost too much to hope that I have found you playing the piano. But one can only hope. So, with that in mind, I softly walked up to the door and looked in. My heart skips a beat. There you are, all right. I found you. Your back is to the door, so you can't see me, and I'm guessing you don't know I'm there. And you are playing the piano, and it is just beautiful. The music that you are making is really quite incredible. Your fingers are literally flying up and down the keys, and then slowing down and playing the most melodious and touching music. I lean against the frame of the door there and just decide to watch and listen for a while. After a couple of minutes, you slow down and stop playing altogether. But instead of getting up and leaving the piano, you merely get get up off the seat and turn the stool so it's facing lengthways with the end towards the piano, and once again sit back down on it, this time straddling it. And I can't really believe my eyes. I've never seen anybody play the piano like that before, and can't really imagine why you would do it. So I just keep watching, decide to see how the events will unfold. Well, as I watch, the music, if possible, becomes even more passionate and more arousing. I feel myself getting slightly turned on, because I have just discovered also that because of the immense amount of light coming through the window behind you, it's kind of shining straight through your clothing, making it rather easy for me to see the outline of your body. I feel a little bad initially that I'm seeing this and you don't know I am, but I am so enthralled by the music, even if I wanted to leave, I don't think I could. So once again, I just stay and watch and listen. This goes on for, well, I'm not really sure how long now, but I feel my arm that I've been resting on the door frame starting to fall asleep on me, and I shift my position a little bit, and the door frame makes a telltale creak, and music stops, and you turn your head and look directly at me. Initially, your face registers a look of shock, but that quickly disappears, and once again, I think I detect you blushing somewhat, and I decide to try and break the tension and say, hello again, to which you blush even more and say, how long have you been there? I reply, a little while, and I slowly start to walk across the room towards you. I know it's rude to stare, and I know I shouldn't, but I cannot break my eyes away from you standing there, the sun behind you. You almost appear to be glowing. It's such an incredible sight, and I guess you notice I'm staring, because you look at me kind of quizzically and say, is something wrong? Oh dear, I'm busted. And I quickly avert my eyes and say, nothing's wrong, it's just nice. And then I realize I've really stepped in it now, because you hadn't actually noticed the sun was shining through your dress the way it was, but I guess you will now. And you really blush now, and I think I am too. And you sort of quickly move so the sun isn't penetrating your dress quite as drastically. And in an effort to try and save both our dignities now, I try and change the subject and say, you do play beautifully. Even passionately, I think. And you smile shyly and say, thank you. You then turn and spy your cardigan lying on one of the desks across the room and start walking towards it, saying, I'd better put this on, I think. And I quickly reply with, well, don't get dressed on my account. Really, it's only when you're in the sun. In the shade, I can't see a thing. And I know I'm really becoming a babbling fool by now. And that combined with, I guess, what is the fairly obvious bulge in my jeans has kind of got me a bit flustered now. And I'm having trouble keeping my cool exterior. Once again, going for a change of subject here. And also gratefully noting that you haven't put your cardigan on, I sit down on the piano stool, much in the same way you were just sitting on it, straddling it rather than using it conventionally, and I start to play with the keys, tapping out a little melody here and there. I have no real talent on the piano, that's for sure, and especially in the presence of such a master, I feel extremely inadequate. So I look up to you and questioningly ask, would you play something for me? You smile and nod and say, well, I need to sit down. And I figure now, well, this is my chance. I'd better go for it. I move back a little bit on the piano and on the piano stool, rather, part my legs and pat the section of stool between my knees there and look at you questioningly, not thinking, of course, in a million years that you would actually do this, and figuring you're probably going to try and either laugh it off or tell me to get out. But to my great surprise, you do neither of those things. Instead, you step forward and, to my great amazement, you sit on the piano stool, well, kind of half on that and half on me, on my lap, with your ass pressed up against my crotch. And you softly and slowly start to play. As you play and the music becomes more powerful and more passionate, I feel you start to move your bottom back against my crotch, moving it from side to side. I know you can tell how hard you've made me, and I think you're getting a lot of pleasure out of it too. Taking this as my cue, I bring my hands up to your shoulders and start to gently caress and massage them, letting my fingers run through your hair. My fingers working their way up and brushing against your cheek and caressing the soft skin at the base of your neck there. Then, working their way down your back, just letting my fingertips trace soft, long, gentle lines down your back. I think I detect a slight little shudder there, and you press back against me even harder, and I notice a slight little break in your playing as you kind of lose concentration for a second and then resume. My fingers work their way back up to the base of your neck, and this time they find the zip at the back of your dress and slowly start to pull it down. Your dress is still sort of held up around your shoulders, but it's opening up wide at the back there and giving my fingers and hands access to your back. Oh, it's so soft, so toned, and it looks so amazing in the afternoon sunlight. My fingers start to work their way up and down your sides and getting quite game now. I let my hands work their way around till they're just below your breasts. I bring them up until I'm holding each of your breasts in my hands, just gently squeezing and massaging them. chest is pressed against your back. And start to kiss the top of your shoulders and your collarbone there, and your neck, the back of your neck and up the side, just below your ear. You're making occasional little moaning noises when I kiss certain spots on your neck that just seem to really, really turn you on, and it's really turning me on. I'm pressing my crotch into your butt, and it's making my cock so hard inside my jeans. I keep massaging your breasts and letting my fingers work their way up until they're gently playing with your nipples. And suddenly you stop playing and bring your hands to your breasts and cup them, pressing my hands to them. You lean back and tilt your head back and let out a long sigh. I kiss your neck and up your jawline and back down to your shoulder again, slowly taking my hands out from inside your dress. I help the shoulders of your dress slip down over your arms. You drop your arms down to your sides to help the dress fall off. It's dropped now down to your waist, leaving you completely exposed from the waist up. You look incredible in that afternoon sun. And I let my hands work their way back up to your breasts. The nipples are just so hard. I gently squeeze them and play with them before letting my hands work their way down south again. Your dress is kind of fall in a heap in your lap there, the top of it, and my hands work their way down to the waistline of your little white cotton panties. Smoothly, I slip my fingers in and let them work their way down to your pussy. Your pussy is so wet. Your panties are soaked. I know there's going to be a wet spot on that piano stool. That you start to rock your hips back and forth in time with my fingers massaging you, massaging inside your pussy. Oh, you feel so wet and so warm and tight. Jeans is just in front of your pussy. I pull you into my arms and do something I've been wanting to do ever since I saw you in the cafeteria. I kiss your lips. Oh, that is an incredible kiss, and it's hard to say how long it lasts, but it feels like it lasts forever. Keep massaging your back, and I let my hands work their way down inside your panties again, this time down the back of them, massaging your bottom and your thighs. Oh. Then once again, you get up off the stool. This time you stand up in front of me and let your dress fall to the floor. You kick off your shoes and then hook your fingers into the waistband of your panties. You give me a sexy grin and then pause for a moment. And I almost groan. Oh, please don't stop now. You smile at me. And smoothly and sexily with a little wriggle, you slip your panties down and they fall down around your ankles and you step out of them. You take a few steps away and hop up on the top of the piano. It's a grand piano and the lid is down, so you can sit on it and you give me a seductive smile and I know what I have to do. I get up off the stool and before walking a couple of steps over to you, I bend down and pick up your panties. I run my fingers through the crotch of them and they are soaking wet and so sticky with your juices. I bring my fingers to my mouth and taste you. Oh, it's my first taste of you. I walk up to the piano and once again lean in and kiss you, standing between your spread knees. While we're kissing, my fingers once again find their way down to your pussy and start to work their way inside. Oh, you are so wet, they just slide in so easily. And I start to curl them up towards your G-spot, massaging it, and then letting my fingers slip out before working their way back in again. You break the kiss and lie back on the piano now, so you're lying on it with your legs hanging off the end. And I start to work my fingers in and out of your pussy more fervently. My other hand works its way to your clit, and I'm not surprised to find it as hard as a bullet. Oh. While my fingers are inside you and you're starting to buck and rock on my fingers, I lean down and start to kiss your lower tummy there, just above your pussy. I kiss your thighs and kiss every inch of your beautiful body that I can reach. Oh, you're starting to moan louder now. I sense you're getting close. I feel your pussy starting to clench on my fingers. Oh, that's it, baby. Yes, yes, baby, come for me. Oh. You clamp your thighs tightly shut on my hand, trapping my hand inside you. Oh, as your pussy convulses around my fingers and your juices flow out all over my hand and down and pool on the piano. Oh, you keep moaning and breathing heavily and sighing and just lie there for a minute or two. And then I take your hands in mine after I think I've given you enough time to get your breath back a little bit. and pull you back up so once again you're sitting. And I press my lips to yours. And we share an incredible kiss. As we kiss, I bring my fingers up, coated with your juices. And we both simultaneously start to suck on my fingers, licking your juices off, and both tasting you and each other's lips. I need more of that. So I kneel down so that my head is level with your pussy and bury my face between your legs. Oh. As my tongue starts to work its way into your pussy and lick up your juices, I feel your hands running through my hair, pressing my face into your pussy. I start to undo my belt buckle and unzip my jeans, and finally my cock is free, and it's so hard. I immediately start to stroke it back and forth. It feels so good to finally stroke it. You're still moaning and pressing my face into your pussy. Oh, baby, your juices are all over my face. I stand up and look at you, and you smile when you see my nose and lips and cheeks glistening with your juices. And once again, we share a sloppy, sexy, wet kiss. Now, this time, I feel my cock inside you. I lift you up and lift you off the piano and pull you down to the floor on top of me. You're now naked and straddling me, and your pussy is poised just over the head of my cock. My jeans are kind of halfway down my thighs. My bare butt is on the floor. And you slowly start to slide down onto my cock. Your cum coating my cock. Oh, you feel so good. You are so wet, so hot, and so tight. Oh, darling. This feels so incredible. And then I feel you lift yourself up off me, and my cock slides out of you. And as I look up at you, you look down at me and say, "Baby, I want to suck your cock." Oh, yes, please, darling. You kneel down beside me and bend down and take my cock in your mouth, your tongue swirling over the head, your lips sucking your juices off my cock. Oh, that feels so good. Up against the back of your throat. Your lips and your tongue are massaging my cock so well. Your mouth is so hot and warm. Oh, baby, don't stop. Oh. you inside me. I want to feel your cock inside me. Oh. You pull down my jeans and boxers, and I rip off my shirt, so we're both completely naked now. And you stand up and walk over to the piano again, this time bending over it and parting your legs. Oh, what a gorgeous sight. Your ass is incredible. And your beautiful thighs framing your wet, swollen pussy. I walk up behind you and then kneel down between your legs, and looking up, I run my tongue right through the slit of your pussy between your lips, tasting you, and I run all the way up to your asshole. Oh, yes. I let my tongue swirl around your ass, and then back to your pussy. I can't wait any longer, so I stand up behind you and gently place the head of my cock at your asshole. I whisper, "Have you ever been taken like this before?" And you shake your head and say, "No, never." And I ask, "Would you like to try?" And you nod, "Yes, very much." I run my finger down to your pussy and slide it in to get it nice and wet. And then I slowly press it to your asshole. There is resistance at first, and then it slides into your ass. So tight. Oh, I hear you moan. Your ass clenches around my finger. I just hold it there for a few minutes, just to let you get accustomed to the feeling, before gently starting to work it back and forth and in and out a little bit, helping you get nice and relaxed. Think you're ready, I slide my finger out and swirl the head of my cock between your pussy lips, getting it nice and wet before placing the head at your asshole, and then slowly but firmly I start to press forwards. Your ass resists at first, and then slowly opens up, and I slide in. Oh, baby. Oh, that feels incredible. I hold still just to give you a chance to grow accustomed to feeling. And you look back at me through half-closed eyes and a half-open mouth and just let out this long, shuddering, groaning sigh. I start to work my way back out of your ass, and then just before the head of my cock comes out, I slide back in. Gradually sliding in and out and building up a rhythm. Oh, baby. Your butt feels amazing. You're moaning and thrusting back into me. And I know neither of us can keep this up long without coming. hips and thighs in my arms, and lift your feet off the ground, and slam my cock into your pussy. Oh, 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 baby. Oh, that feels good. Oh, I start to work my way in and out. In and out. In and out. Harder and harder and faster. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, that's it. Oh, I can tell you're close. Oh, darling. Oh, come with me. I want to come inside you. Oh, almost there. Oh, baby. Oh, your pussy. It feels so good. Yes, oh, baby, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, baby, come with me. Come with me. Just smile and collapse into each other's arms again, using each other for support. Oh, baby, that was amazing. I smile and look at you and ask if you've got any plans for dinner. Go somewhere with me. And he smile and giggle and say, of course you would. Oh. We pick up our clothes and put them back on and try to make ourselves look a bit respectable before walking out across campus again. Heading off to a wonderful night and the start of what I know is going to be something truly amazing. Well, Susanna, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope I didn't destroy your story. I know I put my own little spin on it, but I hope that was okay. And everybody else, I hope you enjoyed that too. And I look forward to hearing from you all and sharing your thoughts with me. I'm gonna be away for a week. This coming week, so if I don't get many stories up, then please bear with me. I'm actually gonna be down in New South Wales snowboarding, so I will probably be be without internet access as well. So if I don't reply to any of your emails or feedback you send, I'm sorry, but I promise I'll get to them all when I get back. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone, and